Well, Dustin, maybe we could talk a little bit about how camp has started. Playing on the line with Brian and Andrew, is that going to get the mojo going right off the get-go?
Yeah, I don't know if it really gets the mojo going, but yeah, it's the start of another season. It's, you know, everyone's on a clean slate, and the Lions are what they are right now. It doesn't mean anything, you know, right now. We're just going out and just getting work right now and getting back into shape.
From your perspective, was this particular conversation a product of some, or combination rather, product of some conversation over the course of the summer, or was it just something that happened when you arrived at camp and you saw who you were set up with?
Talked to the coaches about as much as I've talked to you guys this summer, so.
On the phone with them every day.
Yeah, so everything, you know, was new for me, and, you know, I know the guys and I know how they play. It's nothing different. Just go play hockey.
Have you warmed up at all to the idea of playing forward?
God, defense is so much fun, though. You know, it's tough. It's, you know, I got a job to do, and you know, I'm just here to go work and have fun and do what I do.
Has the start of this camp lived up to the threats or promises that the coach made in the spring?
You know, it doesn't matter what you do all summer long. You come into camp. Everyone comes here and everyone gives, you know, everyone works way harder than what they can do, actually. So everyone's going 100 miles an hour and your hands ain't going 100 miles an hour in your brain. You're just, your legs are, and you're just working hard. And, you know, we're just, you know, out here trying to impress each other and having fun right now.
Dustin, what's the timeline? And that's an interesting point you bring up. What's the timeline for when the hands and the brain do get coordinated to go 100 miles an hour? Is it a month? Is it 6 weeks?
It'll only be a couple of days, but you know, some people take longer, and you know, everyone hopes to get off to a great start right off the hop, but you know, sometimes it just, you know, might take a month, it might take half the season, it might, you know, you might be good right off the go. So you never know.
What kind of expectations do you have for yourself going into this year?
You know, be back on defense anytime right away. Just have a, you know, a good start and just, you know, do what I do and bring to the table what I usually do, you know, and just provide a little bit of everything. You know, focus on defense first and the offense will come.
Preseason, do you like to play a bunch of games? Prefer to keep it to a minimum? What's your preference?
Whatever. It doesn't really matter, to be honest with you.
Some guys will like to play.
Yeah, I'd like to play. That way I don't have to sit in the stands and watch. It's easier to play than watch.
What's going to take this team to become a playoff team?
Just keep believing in each other. And that's all we can do. Believe in the next guy next to you and know that we have the opportunity right here in our hands, and it's what we do with it.
A lot of talk about becoming a better defensive team. What's it going to take to get to that step?
Be a better defensive team.
Is that a matter of commitment, or?
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything, you know. It's commitment. It's, you know, believing in each other.
I asked Evander this question yesterday, Dustin. I don't know how much attention you pay, if any, to what goes on with the hockey club over the course of the offseason once you leave here, but it would appear as though the depth within the organization is as good as it has been since the team relocated from Atlanta. Is that something you would share after a couple of days of training camp and from whatever you know from when the season ended to now?
I don't understand.
Do you think this team is better with the overall depth in the organization than it has been in the three previous years?
Yeah, I mean, we've been building and building, and every year you draft good players, and it's just a matter of time before you're going to get two young guys to step up and, you know, bring to the table what they're supposed to bring. That's about it.
Do you see that time getting closer this year?
I feel every year it's time. It's just a matter of if it happens. That's, you know, bottom line. We can't say if it is or if it isn't. We'll see in a couple of weeks or down the line, you know, where we're at and if the guys have stepped up.
Do you like the aggressive forecheck that Paul is installing for you?
Last one, good.
I didn't know if it was real aggressive, but.
Like a two-man on the park? idea?
Yeah, I guess it's the same as what we were kind of running last year, I guess. I believe so. It's just a matter of getting up the ice and getting down the ice.
Yeah.